So, Martin, looking ahead to an Ulster final, there's a lot of hype around this game. It's been a long time since I suppose Donegal, and in particular as well, their supporters have had so much hype around a fixture.
Yeah, I suppose there's a lot of theories on it. I suppose one is the fact of Rory Gallagher having managed Donegal and having trained Donegal in the past and now managing Derry. I suppose, you know, Wales was a great rivalry. Way back in the early 90s, the rivalry with Donegal and Derry was just as bad as the rivalry between Donegal and Tyrone would have now. So the rivalry was brilliant at him. It was brilliant at him. It was created a great buzz and everything else, and the two teams were doing really well. I think the other thing, there's a lot of hype in Derry, definitely now. I haven't been in Derry or anything else, but I'm just hearing what people are saying, that, you know, tickets are sold out right away and they weren't expecting that to happen, and there's great hype, and they, you know, suppose they think that you know, maybe not alone to one Ulster, but they think they have a team coming, and they have underage players coming afterwards. There's a lot of work going in with the underage and everything else. There are minors in the final as well, and the minors won the All-Ireland, what is it, 2 years ago, whatever. So Derry are excited, and, you know, rightly so, because this is a young team that they have that's playing on Sunday, and as well as I said, they've good backing and everything else. So yeah, it's exciting times ahead for Derry, no doubt about it. Club football has been strong in Derry, and they definitely seem to have, Rory Gallagher seems to have united the whole clubs in Derry, which was a big thing for them to do, to get them all, when they play for the county, playing for the county. We probably never had that problem in Donegal, lucky enough.
Yeah, well, what about Donegal? There's huge hype as well. The entire county is looking forward to this one, Martin, particularly when you're taking on your neighbours. 10 finals in the last 12 years. Donegal are looking to add what would be an 11th senior title if they take victory. Obviously, it's precious to Donegal and Declan Bonner to lift in silverware. Can you see the hunger, or feel the hunger around the county, maybe, Martin, ahead of this one?
Yeah, I think that you know, we're under a fair bit of pressure going into the Armagh game. We had a really good league campaign, which maybe is no harm. We see the Clare Hurlers there, for instance. They had a very poor league campaign and everybody's writing them off. And now people, you know, they're really going well in the Championship. Where Waterford had a good league campaign in the Hurling and now are gone in the Championship. So sometimes you can just, you know, limp your way through the league and then get into the Championship and stay, as we have stayed in Division 1 and everything else. So I just think, looking at it, Oisín, is from a Donegal point of view, it's a big game for Donegal. We're probably an older team than Derry, maybe at the minute. We need to win this, maybe, you know, more so than Derry, because I think this Derry team will come. But from Donegal's point of view, I think it's be important, because, you know, we're kind of thereabouts, knock on the door. We have never got to an All-Ireland semi-final since 2014. So I think we need to get to that All-Ireland semi-final this year if we're going to make progress in that there. So, yeah. Bit of pressure that way on Donegal. There is a fair bit of hype in Donegal, but it's great. I mean, that's what you're after saying, Oisín. 10 Ulster finals in 12 years, like, for a county, Donegal, you know, we're not one of these big traditional GAA counties in Ireland. That's a massive achievement, and we really, really should enjoy it. I think if we could win the game on Sunday, then Michael Murphy would be lifting the Anglo Celt for the sixth time or something. And yeah. I mean, that is an unbelievable achievement if that can happen. So, you know, please God, everything goes well on the day and we can achieve that. And then, you know, definitely with the backdoor system the way it is now, with the, you know, a lot of the weaker teams gone from the Division 3 and 4, you're better if you can go through the front door, because it's going to be wild hard for the loser of a provincial final, particularly the Ulster one and maybe the Connacht one, because, I mean, the other two, maybe Dublin and Kerry, are expected to win them. But it's going to be hard to lift yourself for the loser of the Ulster and Connacht final to lift themselves for a backdoor game.
Could that experience, could that be the telling factor in the game come the end? Because Derry haven't been there since 2011. It's routine that Donegal's in them. The fact that they've played on the big day on so many occasions, coming into the closing stretch, the final stretch, could that be the telling factor, Martin?
Yeah, you know, you would hope it will. There are times, you know, things go differently. You know, I remember the year we won the All-Ireland in 92, you know, we weren't given a chance going into the game, and we ended up performing really well on the day. So it depends on how the hype would say in Derry, deal with Derry. That definitely, you're right about Donegal. There's a lot of experience there. A lot of these players have played in Ulster finals. They've been involved in Ulster finals. You know, the management have been involved all in Ulster finals and big games as well. Even Stephen Rochester's point of view, All-Ireland finals and everything else. So they have a great experience there, right? And that, hopefully, that will make the difference. You know, will the hype get to Derry? And it's very hard to control the hype. It's very, very hard to go. Now, and saying that, Rory Gallagher, probably the hype got to Fermanagh a couple of years ago. I mean, they were completely gone mad in Fermanagh that him when they were in Ulster final against Donegal. And probably that experience will help him as well, Rory Gallagher, from a manager point of view, to try to keep the players away from it. But it is very hard to keep players away from the whole hype of the thing. And there is, for, you know, underdogs against Tyrone, underdogs against Monaghan. Now people in Derry are expecting them to win, you know, expecting them to deliver and win. So that's what's going to make it, you know, make it a wee bit, there'll be a wee bit more pressure on them than maybe they were in the first two games. How they cope with that there and everything else. But they are very kind of a, you know, they've won club championships. They've won a lot of underage. So they're well used to winning that bunch of Derry players as well. So look at, if you were neutral, it'd be a game you'd really be looking forward to. Is it going to be a good game, Oisin? That's another question.
Well, how do you think it's going to go?
Well, I've...
Is there going to be free-flowing football? Not expecting that with Rory Geller and the way he plays it. How's Donegal going to set up? Is it going to be a really low-scoring Ulster derby, Martin? What are you expecting on Sunday?
Listen, the big question, I suppose, is that when Monaghan saw what Derry did against Tyrone, I mean, you make a decision, do you mirror them and keep yourself in the game? I think if Donegal are level at half-time, I think Donegal won the match. Derry are going to... I think Derry, the way they play... They're going to need this maybe to get a lead, to get a goal. They've got goals and important goals in the two games to get date. So I think it'll be a very cagey first half, especially. I think Donegal's will sit very, very tight and they'll keep possession of the ball and they'll try to get Derry to come out and come at them. And it'll be a wee bit like maybe the 14 All Ireland final where Kerry sat and let Donegal come to a stage and then met them. And that's kind of a game. I think it'll be a very cagey game, but it's all about winning. I don't think it's going to be the purest or it's going to be one of the best provincial finals. I'd be shocked if it ends up being one of the better provincial finals. Yes, it'll be different tactically and it'll be everybody will be watching from that point of view how the tactics go and everything else. But I think especially early on, it's going to be very cagey and I wouldn't be surprised if it was about 7-6 at half-time or 7-all at half-time.
Yeah. Donegal need to go ahead in this game if they're going to curb what happened in the last two matches that Derry were involved in, Martin. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, you'll be right there. I think if Donegal even ahead or get level, as I said, at half-time, but if Donegal get into the lead and make Derry come at them, that's when then Donegal, you control the game then. You control your pace of the game, the way you want to play the game and everything else. See, Derry will want to, what they're doing is getting most players back and then breaking quickly with a lot of pace, and they've got a lot of pace. So to counteract that there, you probably should leave maybe five men back and don't go forward and meet them as they come along. Then if you do get turned over to someone and keep the ball and everything else. So from that point of view, I think if Donegal get into the lead, then that could come down to free kicks and everything else, you know, which would be very important. Kickouts are going to be important as well, but free kicks and everything else. So yeah, I think if Donegal get into the lead, they will have, you know, Derry will have to have plan B, or they'll have to have something different to say to come at Derry. If Donegal get into that 2-3-4 point lead, there's no better team in Ireland, and there's never been a better team than Ireland, and keeping them that 3 or 4 point lead, they know that they're, that, you know, people will even say a 1 point lead, Donegal can wind down the clock and get over the line with it. So if Donegal get into the lead, you'll be very hopeful that Donegal will go on and win the match.
Yeah. Big games, you want your big players to step up. Who are you expecting big performances from at the weekend, Martin?
Look, what you expect performances, you know, what you want from everybody is, you know, we don't expect everybody, you know, to perform at the highest level. You can't get the 15 or 18, 20 players are going to be at that level. All you want is them to be consistent, you know, just, you know, when you're not going well, to still be consistent enough that you're still doing your bit for the team, and that's it. And some of them is going to be marked and they're going to be targeted and they're going to be everything else on both teams, and you're going to have that. There's going to be some big battles. You know, I think, you know, you're going to have maybe Brendan Rodgers will probably pick up Michael Murphy. He did when Michael Murphy came on last year against Derry, Brendan Rodgers went on him straight away. So I'll be shocked if that doesn't happen. And then with Chrissy McCaig on McBurdy. Now they could switch it around, because in the Ulster club, which was very interesting, when Kilcare played Sloughneil, Brendan Rodgers actually marked Paddy McBurdy that day. Paddy McBurdy got man of the match or kicked 10 points. But Brendan Rodgers had a big, big game as well. Both of them had massive games, you know, the two of them against each other. Now, will they go with that, or will they go with putting Chrissy McKay, who did a good job on Paddy McBurdy last year, other than Paddy getting that 1 point at the end, which is a fabulous score. I mean, that's a great, mentally very good sign of an individual that's not maybe playing well and still kicks a massive score. So the matchups then you're going to have, I think the big one is who Donegal put on Gareth McInnes. I think that's the biggest call. You know, people are saying maybe Hugh McFadden mightn't start. I think we're going to need Hugh McFadden, because in that defensive role, more so than ever, because he does a lot of work. I look back at the Cavan game and he wasn't as bad as maybe as people thought he was. And looking at the game, he put in a Trojan bit of work. He gets in tackles and he covers that centre, and we're going to need that. So are they going to maybe start Keelan McGonigal to play on Gareth McInnes, because they normally give him the job of a marking midfielder? It's very hard to know. I think it's a
if big. If he does that, does it open the hole at the back?
Well, it could, because, you know, Keelan goes forward. Jason McGee likes playing forward. Now, then do we take a forward back and play maybe another forward back? They're big calls to make, but, you know, You know, when you look at Derry and watch them, you analyse them, you say to yourself, you know, them five players that they have, big players, Glass is, you know, a big player for them, massive player. He gets in tackles, he gets in work, he's a leader in the field. They've Rodgers going to try to put Michael Murphy probably on the back foot. That's what they'll try to do. And Conor McCluskey maybe try to put Jamie Brennan on the back foot. That's what they'll try to do and push forward and put them under pressure. And if Donegal can turn that over, we have a different situation, Oisín. But I think Gareth McInnes, I was at the game and I was down the sideline at the two games, close enough to Derry's two games. And I think the big thing with them is Gareth McInnes is a big, big player with his pace and his ability. He's a very, very talented player. And I think we're going to have to man mark him. You just have to do that. Like, Monaghan made a call not to do that. I think we're just going to have to do that. The player's going to sacrifice himself, whoever it is, to actually pull him out of the game, I think. And that'll go a long way from us. Then the other big one is the Shane McGuigan factor. I think Steve McMenamin, who came out to mark Yards McKiernan, I think we'll put Steve McMenamin will come out to mark him, and I think that's the right player for him. You need a physically strong player on him. He's a very, very talented player. Very talented footballer.
Who do you put in McInnes?
Cavan people we were chatting about, and they were saying they might put even Ryan McHugh on him, but Shane Carey wasn't physically strong enough. Is Ryan McHugh strong enough for him? I don't know, you know, do we just make a decision to put it, as I said, put an out? Do you put Owen Van Galler out on him? Do you do that? It's very hard to know, but I definitely, the way he plays, he's going to play in the middle of the field, Oisín, and he's going to push forward, and then he's going to drop back and cover his defence. That's what he does. So he's a player, I think you can't let him, even when he drops back, you have to follow him. I think you have to have a player with him. I think that's where Monaghan got caught, that when he went back, they let him go and they tried to pick him up then. It's harder to pick a player up when he comes out in his own out of defence in that situation. He's kind of their sweeper, the player that plays as sweeper plays, because naturally he played centre-back last year against us and had a big game last year against us. So maybe Owen McFadden-Ferry? Yep. To midfield on him, directly on him, to mark him. I don't know.
Is the pace for him?
Yes, it's going to be an interesting call on him anyway. Because McInnes is, I manage McInnes in Jordanstown. His strength is not in the air or anything like that. His strength is his pace, his ball control, his ability. And, you know, he's playing really, really on top of his game at the minute. He's really, really on top of his game at the minute.
Yeah. So we wait to see what the selection is going to be and who's going to pick up who. I know, Martin, you're very much into the kickouts and the goalkeepers. Two big factors on both sides.
Yeah, it's massive, and I think it's definitely advantage Donegal with Sean Patton. I think just we have an advantage there, and that's, I think, a big advantage. And I think it's one thing that Rory Gallagher's management team will be fearful enough of. So they could give us the kick out, because they could be feared enough that if they push very hard on us, that he could go long and he'd be very dangerous if Donegal go long. Now, that's a decision. You know, there'll be a lot of thought put into that there, because, you know, there's no better keeper in the country to go long than Sean Patton. And I think Owen Lynch is doing well for them, but he's not a natural keeper. You see, he's only been an outfield player turned into a goalkeeper. And if you look at Derry the last two games, they're going long all the time with the kickouts, because the day they played Galway, they got hit with 2-4 with short kickouts. So I'd say they're taking no chances. And I'd say Derry, most of Derry's kickouts, unless Donegal make a decision to give them the kickout completely, other than that, Derry will be going long with their kickouts. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. What level of performance is Donegal going to need to put on Sunday if they are to get their hands on the Anglo Celtic again, Martin? Would it be fair to say that, yes, they had a big showing against Armagh? The other side of that is maybe Armagh didn't show their full potential that day in Balbuffet. Aside from that, will Donegal probably need their best performance that they've had in several years if they are going to win on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you're right. They're going to need a big performance, Donegal. They're going to have, when you're coming up against a team, this young, hungry, fit Derry team, and you know that wants success, you have to match that. And then when you match that, so we're going to have to match it with hunger. Every player's going to be up for it, marking their men, forwards especially, doing the job and everything else. And you know, that's the first thing they have to do. And then when you do that, then it's down to a battle then. So I think, you know, when we look at it, we're going to have to, we don't know. We can't tell what Armagh were like. We just don't know. They were very, very disappointing. They were expecting a lot of things from them. I thought they carried too much pressure in the game, Armagh. I think they're a better team, maybe not on pressure. We won't know that till we see Armagh and Tyrone meeting in the preliminary round. And I think you're right. We're going to need a big, big performance that we haven't produced this year yet. But we know what's in the team. It's in the team. We have a lot of very naturally talented footballers. And when you have a bunch of very naturally talented footballers, you're always in a game. And we are going to need, you know, we are going to need bigger performances from players and everything else. And I think, you know, I definitely think it's there. I think it's a good game to be going into, because there's a lot of talk about Derry. More talk, we're saying, in the country about Derry than there are about Donegal. And that's maybe not a bad thing from a Donegal point of view. But we're still it's going to be a warm day, so the bench is going to be important and everything else. And I think maybe we've a wee bit more strength on the bench than they have. So I think that might be a wee bit of advantage to us as well. So that's going to make a big difference. So, yeah, you would have to think if we perform anyway, you know, up to what we're capable of performing, we're going to need that. I think we'll be good enough to get over the line if we do that. But I wouldn't underestimate this Derry team.
OK, we'll see how it all pans out, Martin, and unfolds on Sunday afternoon. There is, of course, four other provincial deciders taking place this week as well. Connacht, first of all, Galway, Roscommon, bit of an intriguing tie in the West, Martin.
Yeah, a hard game to call. But you'd feel, Oisin, that it's very hard to beat a team three times the one year. And Roscommon beat Galway in the league game that didn't really matter, and then beat them in the league final, which did probably matter, beat them in the league final. Very hard to do it. Home advantage, I think just, I would be saying I'd be going for Galway there. I think they have more potential, they have more potential for it. I think they could be, if they won the Connacht, they'll be a very dangerous team down the road. And they avoid Dublin and Kerry in a semi-final if they keep winning.
Yeah. Dublin are playing Kildare in the Leinster final. Obviously there's a bit of history between those two sides from the league earlier. Dublin were relegated. Don't rule the Dubs out of the championship, Martin, and everybody's talking about Kerry. So they are, but Dublin are quite happy just to continue on their way. And it's not going to be a major statement if they beat Kildare by winning the Leinster championship, but further down the line, don't be ruling out the Dubs. Is that fair enough?
Oh yeah, fair enough, Oisin. And, you know, I think they could, you know, It'll not be a big statement, as you said, but if they beat them by 10 to 12 points, which they're capable of doing, then they're making a big statement. I think the Dubs they're my favourites for the All-Ireland. I still think they're the best team in the country. And I think them and Kerry in the semi-final. Talk about not being able to get tickets for the Ulster final. It'll be quite hard to get tickets for that match if it happens that Kerry and Dublin meet in the All-Ireland semi-final. But I think you're right. I think Conor Callan back. The trip to Portugal has definitely united them together completely. Whatever was missing is there now with the management, the players and everything. So this is a very united Dublin team, and they looked all have got their hunger back. And I think in Dean Rock, they have the most underrated footballer in the country. I think that's hard to believe you're playing what he's achieved and everything else, but I think he's a valuable player to them. And I expect an easy enough Dublin victory because of the league as well. Kildare beating them in the league as well. I think that's a wee bit of motivation that they really didn't need.
Okay. We've seen a horse win at 300-1 this week, Martin. Is there any hope at all if Limerick beating Kerry and Munster?
No, 300-1 right now. No, listen, you'd have to say that, it's, you know, Limerick are probably already looking at themselves. They're happy enough to have got to the final, so they stay in the Sam Maguire's, so they get another game out of it. You know, they'll be wanting to put up a good performance. We'll want to see what Kerry are. Will they get, you know, will they get the likes of, you know, Paul Murphy on the field and everything else, Sean O'Shea, Paul Geaney didn't start the last, he carried a bit of injury. He'll be trying to get, what Kerry will be trying to do is get what he feels is best 15, subs coming off the bench on the field and everything else. And, you know, a bit of pressure in Kerry, but this game, you know, Limerick are great and they're brilliant what they've achieved. It's been unbelievable what they've achieved, Limerick. And they're not a bad side, but, you know, you can't see them coming within 10 points of Kerry.
Okay. So you've called Galway, you've called Dublin, you've called Kerry. What are you calling Donegal, Derry, Martin?
Yeah, when I saw Derry against Monaghan, I was very fearful coming down the road that day. I just had to say, this is, I've seen someone, you know, really different here. You know, as I said, I think they have five of the best players in Ulster, if not five in the country, that every team in the country would take. And they're really strong players. And from that point of view, now the closer I get to the game, I think that from a tactical point of view and everything else, is going to be a big game. And I think they're no better team than Donegal to do that. The fact that Derry went so close to Donegal last year, all that should be, you know, help Donegal. It's a hard game to call, but, you know, if you had your last Euro, I've had my last Euro, I'll just put it in Donegal. I think you said it early on, Oisin. Experience is going to be a big factor. How Derry cope with the whole hype of the thing, even going in and marching behind a band. I know it from my own playing times. Just wee things that are different. It doesn't matter how well you prepare. Wee things that are very different. And Rory Gall and the management team haven't seen these players in this situation yet. And they might think they've everything covered and everything else. But all of a sudden on the day, with a big crowd, the massive Derry support, all support from the clubs and everything else there, and everybody coming home from Merrick and everything, that's pressure. And that just might tip the balance, that experience of playing in 10 of the last 12 Ulster finals. I think that just that little bit of experience will tip the balance. But I think it's going to be very close, Oisin, and it's going to be an exciting last 5 minutes, like we had in the ladies' final last Sunday as well.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one other thing, Oisin. 1972, we won our first Ulster Championship. 1982, we won our first All-Ireland. And 1992, we won the senior All-Ireland. 2012, we won the second All-Ireland. 2022, I think any year ending with a two is good for Donegal, Oisin.